When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We passed Applewood, where all the dogs fell sick.
Yeah, my God,
where the Hershey squirts began.
Yeah, they're gonna get another round, though. I haven't given up. I thought it was just bad luck.
No, she's putting them back in Applewood.
You're gonna send them back there?
Yeah, because where else are they gonna go?
Well not
Mikey.
Not
you went to school and you got sick, and right. You like it happened.
Yeah, I'm not Hank.
Oh, Hank was fine.
Hank was the least of their concerns.
No, actually, Ted was. Ted didn't feel a thing because he's a mutant.
Ted's indestructible.
He's going to outlive us
all. I said that Ted's going to outlive us all, and Mom and Dad are going to have to give Ted to us.
Yeah.
Yep. Ted threw up 7 rocks during the night.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Just based off of that, Ted is not going to live forever.
No, that's going to make him.
He threw up a quarry.
Yeah.
He's like those old women that eat dirt on My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, drywall.
Amazing. The woman who sleeps with her hair dryer.
Hank was just up for one night throwing up, but then he was fine. Mm-hmm.
So he was sick.
Oh, he was sick.
He was, but on the scale of all the dogs, his was minor.
Yeah, his was minor. For
Earl
sure.
Was the worst.
Earl was by far the worst.
All right.
Earl, big piss boy.
Big piss boy.
We should talk about that.
But Jake,
did we talk about that?
Big Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, we did that. Okay.
But Sid and Ben know nothing about that because they went away on their honeymoon and came back and the dogs were fine.
I had a fantastic 10 days.
Are you honeymoon
days.
Shaming right now?
Yeah. Like I said, honeymoon you guys, shaming. Do you really just pull that one out of your
ass? When you're
ass?
The ones that were like, go, 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 have the best time. We debated flying home at one time and you're like, no. Don't come home. So I don't want to fucking hear it.
We're just complaining to be selfish.
Should have made you come home.
I can say, just know if your dogs had died, they wouldn't have told you until after.
Well, that's what I was nervous about. I was like, Mom's going to pull that thing like she did with Coco in college. And I'm not going to know Earl's dead until I land.
It was for your own good, you guys.
Was it?
My childhood dog died when we were away. My aunt had to put her down and didn't tell us.
Yep. Well, because she knew.
Thank God.
There was nothing you could do, right?
Right, and that would have ruined your vacation.
Yes. Yeah. See?
We would have flew home.
Mikey is just... on our side.
Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic family podcast that kills the family dog and doesn't tell the kids about it for a week.
Yeah, wait till Mom does that to me and doesn't tell you guys.
It was
by the way, Dad died last month.
Yeah. Haven't heard from Dad for a while. Well, I had to put him down.
We're gonna be FaceTiming Mom, and Dad's gonna be Weekend at Bernie's in the background. Like, honestly, if you position Dad sleeping on a chair for a week, we would all believe it as just the background noise of life in their home.
You would.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't deny that.
Nope.
No, it makes it makes perfect sense.
It does.
Yeah, so welcome back to everybody. I think it's our first full house in a couple of weeks here. We are now post-wedding and post-honeymoon. Sid, Ben, how we feeling?
I feel pretty good. I feel great.
Yeah, I'm fine.
He doesn't want to divorce me yet, so that's good.
You guys got to be mad refreshed, man.
Yeah. Oh. Mom and Dad were like, fuck you guys. You're taking a vacation from your year-long vacation.
Jake said that.
I mean... Sydney's year-long vacation. Ben's kind of been doing some shit.
I mean, I've been taking a year off, so this is not work.
This is a gap year. This is a transition year.
It was perfectly designed by us because I'm going to start hitting the treadmill here in a couple of months, and I'm going to be on it for 10 years, lifetime.
I'm just going to sit there and support them.
Oh. Oh my God. So while they're back and feeling great, can we now relive, because we got to relive the wedding last week, but you guys were on your honeymoon. Let's relive, who were the two drunkest people at your wedding?
I mean, who should be the two drunkest people at every
wedding?
That's
what I'm saying.
Wedding?
Like, we did it right. Like, no one else should have had more fun or been more drunk than Ben and I.
Sid, did you do it right?
I felt...
Say that again. Tell me, look me in the eye. Yeah. And tell me you did it right.
I would give myself a 9 out of 10.
But you were vomiting on your wedding night.
In the honeymoon suite.
I'd rather do that than walk away at the end of the night and be like, damn, I wish I got more drunk.
It doesn't have to be one or the other, though.
It's not a binary.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if those were the only two options, either Sid, you're going to be barfing on your own pillow for 3 hours, or you're going to walk away like pretty sober and underwhelmed, I'm going to choose to barf on myself.
But that wasn't the option.
I'm actually on Sid's side here. Like, I followed that.
But that's Jesus. It's not a would you rather.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I was only given those two, I know I wasn't. I know, but I'm just saying. Okay.
How about,
that's your way of covering
how
it.
How about getting kind of drunk yet having a good time and remembering everything?
I think that's what I did.
Yeah.
Pat me on the back, please.
Ben, you were pretty hammered too, though.
You remember everything?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we did lose Ben. We lost Ben for the wedding, too.
I needed a break.
Yeah.
Put myself in timeout.
When we were at the wedding suite after, and I was blackout, my two girlfriends who were college swimmers with me, like, so that was like a weekend thing. Like, it was just like routine for us. Like, we were always doing that for one girl on the team. And so, like, they were putting me on the toilet. They were putting me in bed. They were cleaning up my throw up. And like, Ben's looking at them and he was like, are you guys okay? And they're like, oh no, this is fine. Like, we've been
riding a bike, man.
And, but then my friend Emma, one of the girls that was helping me that night, texted me the next morning. She was like, Ben was so cute because he was hammered and like slurring his words and asking us questions. Like, what do I do if she wakes up in the middle of the night? What is she going to want in the morning? Like, all of these different questions, as if like I'm a baby who like,
you were acting like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
were kind of a baby.
You are a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just like, because we haven't seen you since the wedding, and I know that no one else can see us right now, but we're on Zoom. The difference in like Sydney's hair, like seeing you right now, you just like, you were like, fuck it. Let's just let it go.
Oh yeah. No, no fucks given. I've had it reeled in for so long. I had so much butter on the honeymoon. I don't plan on doing my hair anytime soon.
Love it.
Like, it's just, it's all downhill from here, babe. So
oh, that was it. Great.
I feel like for a girl, the pinnacle of their like physicality is usually their wedding. Would you not agree? Like, you are, yeah. you worked.
That's
that
when
day
you want to look the best, and now I deserve to, like, I still treat my body right, but I definitely just eat with more liberty than I used to. Oh.
So just to wrap up the wedding. So in the honeymoon suite after your wedding was you, your husband, and your two girlfriends.
Yep.
There we go.
And hey, Ben,
good for you, Ben.
and Ben was videotaping the throw up.
Yes.
Wow.
We do have video.
We do have video.
Hey, like, Ben is going to be able to show your kids that video.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just pure blackmail from the last portion of the evening.
Yes, absolutely.
He had to put me in the bathtub at like 3 a.m. because I was crying and I wanted a bath. It was...
Why were you crying?
You were a child. Like,
he was.
They don't understand. You weren't just vomiting on yourself, but you were rocking back and forth, intermittently sobbing and vomiting on yourself and spitting on yourself. It was... You regressed in age to a 6 month to 1 year old.
I've seen her spit like that too, and it's not great.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
No.
You don't rise to the occasion, you fall to the level of your training.
Jake or Jenny, were either one of you? No, I know neither one of you was that hammered, but how drunk were either one of you, if at all, at the end of your wedding night?
Very.
I think I've said before, I was much more drunk the night before. My wedding. I was a very, very comfortable drunk the night of our wedding. But I think you were probably a little drunker than I was.
I was drunker. Yeah. I was so pumped though, because Jake passed out and our wedding planner like went up to our room and left food on the bed. And Jake was drunk, but he just missed it and just like laid next to it. And I just took the tray and went to the tub. And I was like, this like couldn't be a better wedding night. Like, I was pumped. He was asleep. He didn't know. So when he woke up, he's like, where there's food? Who brought us food? And they're like, I ate it all because I was pissed if I had to share it with them. Because like you said, you worked so hard for your wedding, and then it was there. And I was so happy he was snoring. And I was like, yes, I like
he's not even going to wake up. It's all for me.
Not and normally.
I
did it, not,
and I was so happy.
Not normally what you hear out of people in the wedding night in the honeymoon suite. He's yeah. snoring and I please don't wake up.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've heard that more often than not. It seems yeah. like folks at least our age, like the night of the wedding is just, you're dead at the end. It's like all the planning and everything coming together. And it's finally such a good time that you just wiped after.
Oh, we were going to the honeymoon suite. And we stopped in your parents' room, right? Because they had all the cards and we ended up opening all the cards because we wanted to see what we got.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get, we didn't get shit. So. Yeah.
Well, that was real fun. We brought like 3 cards home. Thanks to all you assholes. Yeah. I can say that now.
Yeah, yeah. Cheap motherfuckers.
Yeah, we got $75 in a Chili's gift card.
Congratulations.
Remember, we went to Five Guys and a bunch of people from the wedding were in line with us and we paid for our own Five Guys. And I was like, no one even bothered to buy us Five Guys.
Wait, you had Five Guys before you went to the room then? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Jay. It was dessert food in their room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's fair.
That's about right.
Before we change the subject off the wedding, Sydney and Ben, you should give a shout out to Father Eric. Father Eric is the pastor at the church out here. He listens to our podcast, which scares the shit out of
me.
He's told me I need confession multiple times.
He did. Actually told you need confession.
He told me straight to my face.
Yeah,
he was like, you need
still listens. Yeah.
Yeah. But he did want a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah, he helped Ben and I. So Ben and I did end up doing a little ceremony in the Catholic church. So we have all of our bases covered and we had to go through the whole Catholic church pre-wedding ceremony process. And he was very helpful, very nice. Also shout out to Dallas and Celeste, our two mentors who we became friends with during the process. All great people. So shout out to St. Patrick's community.
Yeah, yes. It was very cool.
Shout out to Father Eric for leaving space on the line for the officiant for me to sign my name next to his right. Yeah.
Well, we weren't expecting that. And he was like, why shouldn't he be able to sign? He was like, they're not going to not accept it. He was like, you have double the signatures. That's better. So
there you go. And the coolest thing, Father Eric is also a special teams coach at a local high school.
Yes.
I mean, how awesome is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Just the coolest guy around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. For sure. Rock solid top to bottom. Father Eric's been down since day one. So
yeah.
Shout out to Father Eric. Shout out to the wedding that gave us, I think, 4 podcasts worth of content through all of this one now. So really have absolutely wrung the rag out on that one.
Right.
Had a blast with it. And now on the other side of that, it continues to bear fruit because apparently Ben has come back from a faraway Hawaiian land with some interesting knowledge. Ben's Brainbuster has been a staple of this podcast for a long time. And so in classic Ben fashion, he returns home with newfound knowledge for us.
You guys, Hawaii is so cool.
So cool.
Let me learn you something real quick. So I think everybody here, there's a consensus on what the tallest mountain in the world is.
Let's all take our guesses.
Mount Everest.
Everybody's nodding. Do you know ballpark about how tall it is?
Isn't it in the 29,000 feet area?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. 29,029 feet.
Okay.
Look at that.
Hold on.
Holy shit.
You were way off.
I blacked out.
I think you win both showcases.
Yeah, he does.
The interesting thing about Hawaii, though, is that that is actually the tallest mountain range in the world. But about 2/3 of the volcanoes are underwater. So Mauna Kea is the tallest volcano of the Hawaiian Islands. It's on the Big Island. And it rises 13,796 feet above sea level, but just from the ocean floor, it's another 19,700 feet. And this is so cool. When we were on the helicopter ride and he was explaining this to me, my own brain got busted. This mountain range extends from the Big Island all the way up the Pacific tectonic plate to Eastern Russia.
Wow.
But only the Hawaiian Islands are visible because of the Pacific plate hotspot that ejected the crust that formed the islands all those years ago.
But the bottom line, the total size of this thing is taller than Mount Everest, but most of it's underwater.
Yeah. It's about 33,500 feet in total, about from the seafloor.
So if you were on Jeopardy and they asked you what the tallest was and you said Mount Everest, would you in theory be wrong then?
Or would it be how they word it?
Yes.
Have to be how they word it, I guess.
Yeah, I would
agree. Maybe visible. like, because it the would bottom be
above,
half is
highest above sea level.
Yeah.
While we're on that subject, Jenny, do you want to express your hate for the woman on Jeopardy right now?
We're having a hard time over here. We watch it every night religiously. And this girl, she's so cocky. I have no problem with her winning multiple games. Like, I think that's awesome. But it's, she's so cocky. Like, every time she like doesn't wager enough in a debut double or whatever, she's still 20,000 above everyone else. She'll be like, oh, I should have wagered more. Oh, I knew that one. We're like, we get it. Like, she like gets upset when someone else gets it right and makes comments about it. Like, bro, everyone else is negative and you have $21,000. Like, the worst. And then she's like, gets one about Canada. Right. She's like, well, I'm from there, so I'm going to know it. Like, it's just the worst. And then I tweeted about it. I deleted my tweet because people came at me like, oh, you hate her because she's gay. And I'm like, what? Like, no.
Like, that's, yeah.
So I deleted my tweet about it. I just don't like her cockiness. Like, I enjoy somebody with that sort of knowledge and a great win streak and great strategy, but reel it in.
You don't like someone JK's coming on too. Jeopardy and talking their shit?
Not in that way. Like, I like the James Holt and those other guys. Yeah, like, they were all great.
Jake, do you feel the same way? Because you watch with her.
I do. She I don't know if it's just because she's a little bit weird or it comes across as arrogant. Uh-huh. But
someone, I thought you meant Jenny was weird.
No, yes. But no, I guess like compare Matea, who's the winner right now, comparing her to someone like Amy Schneider, who had the really long win streak, like who did it like very classy and was like very quiet and still just beat everybody's ass. It just seems like Matea is just a bit condescending for my liking.
Plus, do you love how Jake and Jenny know all their names?
Yeah. You guys are a first name basis with them, like you've known them for 10 years.
And the thing is too, there was a study done that most people on Jeopardy all know the answers, but it's actually like if how trained right. you are to get the buzzer. Right. So when she keeps saying like, oh, I knew that, we're like, yeah, I'm sure everybody did. Everyone's like trying to get it in, you know, but whatever. Yeah. That's my Jeopardy rant right
now. Trying to get it in.
Everyone's just trying to get it in, man.
That's it.
All right. So, but before we want to go back to Ben, just did the brain buster and then we did the side thing on Jeopardy, but I want to go back to Ben because Ben's got something coming up and we need everybody's help. All right. So Ben voluntarily walked away from the game of football to go to med school and to become a doctor. So he could still be playing. So much different than the way I left the game where nobody wanted me anymore. So I didn't have a choice. Ben still had a choice. So Ben still kind of has that physicality left where he still wants to take it out on somebody. So Ben has been taking jiu-jitsu while he's been out here in Arizona. And there is a tournament coming up this weekend that Ben is going to, and he got us tickets to go to, and that was a mistake by Ben. But what we need now is a name for Ben, a nickname for Ben. We're like right now, we're a Dr. Death.
Can I interject real quick just to make this more electric for what's coming up this weekend? He's going against, there's only one other guy in his weight class. They're immediately playing one round for gold.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow. Yes. Sudden death gold. Yeah.
So we need names. Like, we came up with Dr. Death since he's going to be a doctor, but right. we're taking everything out there. If anybody can think of something,
this
we're
is jiu-jitsu, not MMA. We don't whatever. Get a
nickname. No, hey, we're treating it like that.
Hey, whatever, Ben. Hey, Ben, you know what? It's not about you now, my friend. Okay, it's about us and the fun we're going to have. Ben,
you got Ben, tickets.
Ben, yeah, Ben, you got this us hobby tickets.
That you would. This hobby that you adopted for yourself is no longer about you.
Oh, my God.
What's the name of the volcano in Hawaii we were just talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Mauna Kea.
Can I hike
call yourself Mauna Kea. You're a sleeping giant. You're
big.
It's perfect. It's done. It's over.
Oh. You know, because that'll be so good because it'll make people, Mauna Kea, make them look it up and go, oh, yeah, what a badass.
Uh-huh. Let's see what the translation is.
Okay. Oh man, this is important. Yeah.
White
Mountain. Oh, yes!
I don't know if we should do that.
It's what he is. It's factual.
Ben is a white mountain.
Literal white mountain.
It couldn't be more perfect.
Monica, that is awesome.
Holy shit.
Jake, great yank. Good job, Jake.
Well done. I'm not good at much, folks, but I got nicknames, I guess. Wow.
So, Ben, are we thinking you're going to hit a little circuit for this before med school?
Oh, like tour, do jujitsu yeah. competitions around yes. the country?
Yeah.
No, probably not. It's just for fun, you guys.
I'm a little right? scared no. of
televised.
He's going to get a taste of it. I can
I'll go Instagram live. How about that?
We should. Yeah. We should. Yes.
God, there's so much pressure now. I didn't want this at all.
Ben didn't ask for any of this.
No.
Hey, Ben, just be yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ben, do you think you'll keep doing it while you're in med school, though?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I think it's a great workout, and it's
I think if we stay out here, he'll 100% do it because he legitimately has like friends now.
Right.
And I also think if we stay out in Arizona, he will continue to do competitions because he's like established with a group.
Yeah.
So
Mauna Kea.
They'll be doing 30 for 30 on Ben.
Yeah. Set the tone and just kill the other guy.
He doesn't just win, he hurts.
Yeah.
He murders.
You just see Ben at the end holding his hand up like this to the guy. Is this what you want? Is this what you want?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Man. So we'll on the next podcast, we'll have a breakdown. If Ben doesn't fare well, that'll be a quick breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Ubering home.
Sydney's going to be like in 300, come back with your shield or on its
Oh, man. That's going to be awesome.
Never underestimate the speed with which we can ruin something that you love, Ben.
So it true.
It really happened in record time, this one. So.
Oh,
very,
my goodness.
Very excited. That's legitimately very cool, especially because Ben and I know we talked about this when you were getting into it, like to go from being at the top of what you did in a sport like football and certainly being that way academically, to walk back into something where you start at base camp again on that has to be pretty daunting, but it seems like genuinely exciting too.
Yeah. It was definitely a little bit hard on my ego. So that took a haircut. And I think that was probably for the best. Like there are people in jiu-jitsu who regularly kick my ass that I would think I could take in a bar fight 100%, but I would really have no shot. But yeah, I mean, I love it from my very first class. It's kind of scratched that physical aggression itch that I've had like since fifth grade.
Our kids should be nice and aggressive.
But Ben and I talked about that. I mean, listen, all the guys here, Ben and me and Jake and Mike, even Mike Yeh, we're all good size. And we were talking about the fact if you were in a bar, and this is something we wouldn't do, but if you think if you got in a bar fight and there was some smaller dude and you think, I'm just going to wipe the face of the earth with him. And as Ben said, he gets beaten by these guys who are higher belts and know what they're doing. Just imagine getting wiped out by some smaller dude at a bar who just fucking lays you out and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, my black belt professor, Victor Emmanuel at Gracie Baja, Scottsdale, shout out,
sponsor.
If I saw him in a bar, I mean, the cauliflower ear would be a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
But if I saw him in a bar and, you know, like he pissed me off or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. I would have zero shot at doing that to him. He would tie me into a knot, throw me onto the ground, and choke me to unconsciousness. Like, there is no doubt about that.
Can you, Ben, can you choke someone to unconsciousness now? Do you know how to do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
horrifying.
Can you do it to Dad?
You almost did it to me in Jacksonville, Mike.
Why would I do that?
But every now and then, Ben will practice a hold on Sydney, and Sydney will be like, Mom, Dad, we're like, no, we want to see the hold finished. So,
yeah.
He only stops if I properly tap out.
I do it so gently. I don't blame my wife.
Yeah, just a PSA here.
We're just kidding, guys.
It's all fun and games, please.
Yeah. It's all fun and games, and Sydney does tap out in the appropriate time.
We don't need the Karens of the world coming at him.
No, we do not. We
have a healthy balance on this one. So
we do.
All right, so Mauna Kea, the name is set.
Mauna Kea, I like that a lot.
That's good shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's smirking too. You like that shit.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Fucking White Mountain.
Once we found out it meant White Mountain.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Seals the deal.
Yeah.
So now, Mike, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what your, since it was just announced this past week,
it went down today.
When it went down, well, as we're taping this today, was also your first show of your new gig.
Yeah, we got Gojo, the podcast. Download, subscribe, rate, review, and then click the little check in the top of it on Apple Podcasts and just hit automatic download. If you listen sometimes, dope. If you download every day, really helps us out.
We review 5-star rating.
Yeah.
I had to show him listen, how to do it today. Yeah.
Those are kind of new features. The follow feature is a kind of new thing on Apple Podcasts. The automatic download thing, I believe, is relatively new. So just if you're within earshot of this right now and you are a friend of Sorry in Advance, just click the little check mark and it'll say automatic downloads on there. You go ahead and fire that bad boy up and you're going to help us chart every day. And we like that. We're going to daily podcast.
What's cool. So Mike started out with DraftKings to do this daily podcast. But what I like is you're doing it with your buddy from Notre Dame.
Yep. Brandon Newman was D tackle for us at Notre Dame, routinely whooped my ass early on and in the Army All-American game. He's a big, strong man out of Louisville, Kentucky. And so, Brandon worked at FS1 and did a podcast with Joy Taylor there. He worked at Barstool and did radio there. NBC was a page at the David Letterman show. So certified baller, super varied media career, very talented, very lucky to have him. And so, yeah, we got off and running this week, getting it going here. And we're going to try and make something that doesn't suck for you. That's really the only promise I can make at this point, because anything else would probably be bullshit.
Yeah. Well, don't oversell. You're right.
I listened to the first one today. And I came away with one thing that I needed to discuss.
Oh, she was cussing you guys out.
I wasn't really cussing.
I mean,
but I just,
cussing you out.
No, I was not cussing you out.
But oh, guys, Hank is mad.
Hank's pissed too.
Oh, Hanky, no. You guys were acting like Hutchinson's mom made his jacket. She didn't.
Mama Hutchinson.
She didn't make that jacket. She came up with the stuff that went on the inside, but she had someone like Gah make the jacket. I mean, he was a second round pick. She wasn't sewing that jacket.
Second pick.
He was the second overall.
Second pick overall. She didn't make that jacket. I mean, she's a lot of things. I mean, what a good looking family.
What there. A woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't make that jacket.
Yeah, Mike. Mom was yelling at you.
I think that was Brandon who said that. Though,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. You tell Brandon, Mom was yelling at her. Yeah.
Make sure she doesn't get that credit for the jacket.
Yeah. She gets credit for a lot of things.
But not the jacket. Not the My jacket, God, come on.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, and let's, you know, we'll throw a little sports in there just because it just broke while we're taping this, a little bit in there. We all saw DeAndre Hopkins was suspended for 6 games for PEDs, the wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, who missed the last 6 games of the season last year with a knee injury. Now he's going to miss the first 6 games of the season this year. That team, with all the promise they had, you know, with Kyler Murray coming in, and he's been so-so.
Wait, Dad, hold on. This is the perfect time. Mikey A., do you have the sounder here? This is the perfect time for us to break this out. We've been waiting for it. I knew it was only a matter of time. Mikey A., our fearless producer and leader, was kind enough to make this for my father, who, even though now he has weekly podcasts, Golic and Smetty, that you can download wherever you get your podcasts, tends to leak fuel sometimes with his sports takes. We ran into this when he didn't have his own platform to work off of. And so we're going to give him, what is it, a minute on the clock, Mikey A?
Just remember, you only have a minute. So gather your thoughts.
Gather your thoughts. Mikey A is going to fire this intro, and then you give us your DeAndre Hopkins shit.
Okay.
Mike Golic is used to giving hot takes.
Why you would even consider doing something that stupid is beyond me.
But without a daily radio show, things have begun to back up.
He's gonna blow!
So let's give him 60 seconds to get it all out.
Until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
Because frankly, his family is sick of hearing
it. I'm dying here, woman!
Whatever.
Let the games begin.
Oh, that's a very nice open, Mikey. I really dig that. All right, listen, DeAndre Hopkins again, suspended for the first 6 games of the season PED got popped forward. He's not dropped his appeal, so he's missing those six games. We saw what happened when he missed the six games last year for the Cardinals. They finish up 3-5 on the season. He misses those games. They go 9-8 and then get smoked by the Rams in the playoffs. Now he's missing again. They lose Kirk. They do get Hollywood Brown back, but they give up a first rounder for it. Where is this team going? Is Kyler Murray the quarterback? How about quickly a rant within a rant, if you don't mind? Oh, is this the thing now to do for an athlete when you're mad at the team? You scrub your social media and don't have you part of it anymore? Are we in grade school? I'm mad at you, so I'm scrubbing my social media. Give me a break. Let's go. Let's get it together. They got to find a way to start out strong, even without DeAndre Hopkins, as they always finish weak the last couple of years. I don't know if they could do it. This is my adopted team now in AZ. Come on. Give me a break. It's pretty good.
Oh, you kind of nailed the ending.
Kind of did.
You did. Kind
of did.
Loved the open.
Yeah. Yeah. The open was probably better than the rant. Good job, yeah, Mikey.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Sticking with sports, though, did you guys think the draft was boring? I thought it was boring. Anyone?
I thought it was just the same as it always is.
It just wasn't as exciting because there was no like quarterbacks taken away, what the difference was.
It is amazing what the quarterbacks do because this is like the lowest TV ratings there have been since it's gone to 3 days, I think. And I got to believe the quarterbacks have something to do with that, or maybe just the fact that it, you know, there's other things going on and you can just look in your phone, you know, and see what the picks are. I think a lot has to do with the quarterbacks. Like next year, you have C.J. Stroud from Ohio State and you have Bryce Young from Alabama who are probably going to be fighting for the top spot. So I think it's going to be exciting again, but I think that was a big reason. What do you think, Mike?
Nine teams didn't have first-round picks. That's nine markets that are like, I'm out. No thanks.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
That is true.
Yep. Yeah. I would say we had nine trades in the first round, which was a record too. Like there were a bunch of teams making those multiple picks. So yeah, I don't think this is hard. It was the lowest rating since 2017, which was the last time you didn't have a quarterback go number one overall and you had less of a discussion around that. So the NFL has a rabid fan base, but for the general fan, quarterbacks put asses in seats.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they do. I loved it because, you know, what was it? First five picks were defensive players, five or six picks. I thought that was five because the sixth was Ike Ekwonu, who went to Carolina, the offensive tackle. But I thought it was awesome. The right side of the ball was getting drafted. Booyah.
There we go.
He can't be stopped. Yeah. Yep.
No. He's feeling himself after that 60-second thing.
Yep.
You watch how he
lit the fire.
Yeah.
Well, and mom gave him the out there after the 60 seconds by bringing the draft up and giving him supplemental takes.
I do have one more thing I have to get off my chest NFL-wise. I don't understand the Baker Mayfield thing. I don't understand how this guy is still sitting there. I understand he's kind of a head case, but he's not a bad quarterback. Like, there's teams that need quarterbacks. Like, nobody's going to take a flyer on this guy?
I guess not. I mean, he's coming off an injury season. He doesn't seem like he plays overly well with others. And if you're a team that's going to be bad right now, would you want to be like middling with, like, if you're Seattle, you've got Drew Lock, which is, you know, a couple of standard deviation points worse than Baker Mayfield. But what is being Baker Mayfield good really buy you if you're Seattle right now in transition?
So what do you see going forward? Him having to be released and somebody pick him up that way?
Probably end up being a high-end backup this season for somebody. Like, he won't be there. Cleveland's got three other quarterbacks on the roster that aren't named Baker, but.
And by the way, it will be a high-end because his money is guaranteed just under $19 million. So someone's paying it. If it's a trade, whoever they trade him to, they'll probably try and get Cleveland to pay a lot of it. But he gets his money no matter what.
But nobody's going to trade for him is what you guys think.
I don't think anybody's going to trade for him. I mean,
listen. Go to Tampa. Sit behind Brady.
Yeah. He'd probably be a great guy to like make him shut up too. Like
I'm pretty sure he would be the only guy that could.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I mean, God, it could be the only good thing that could come out of that, especially would be Tom and Baker doing commercials together. Because that's the one thing, no matter where Baker goes, you're getting the best active actor as far as quarterbacks.
Phenomenal. Progressive Insurance.
I don't know how Progressive's going to do without him.
I know.
Because they're an Ohio-based company.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know how they're going to top
commercials
that.
Commercials were great. Yeah. They were.
So. Yep. So, yeah. their loss is certainly some other franchise's game. So whoever sells insurance in the state of Florida potentially, or, you know, who knows, maybe he does end up in Seattle somehow. And then the Pacific
Northwest. That thing
Northwest.
In Tampa though, now that has me intrigued.
I might be interested. Yeah. Boy, we talked a lot of sports. What the hell are we doing?
I just had a few that I had to get
you
off
did.
My chest. I'm
she
sorry.
Was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can always tell. We'll have someone shit their pants next week so that can dominate the time instead of us having to dig too deep into sports on this one. And in the interest of pants pooping here, Dad, it's Would You Rather time here. Give the people what they want.
I have a couple here for you guys.
When do you not?
Well, good point. Would you rather be reincarnated as a fly or just cease to exist after you die?
I'm okay with just chilling as nothing after.
Yeah, me
Who
too.
Wants to be a fucking fly?
Yeah.
You're probably going to get killed in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yep. Just send me to the void. I'm done.
Yeah.
I was going to fly route.
Yep. You're going to fly, Jenny?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Buzz around, piss some people off that I've been waiting to. Like, you know.
Jenny, not a
that bitch from Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I'd be a smart fly, you know.
Would you, how do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, if, like I don't have my, not me.
So you're calling yourself smart.
You. So she's smart. Ah.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go inside a house and bang myself against a window 1,000 times until I get out. But
I mean, you're a fly. You're not a human with a fly body.
I thought it was like me coming back as a fly. Except
he really didn't say if you would.
Ben, what would you do?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'd be interested in the life of a fly, even though I would just be essentially an insect drone that just moves around with the wind.
Be a
sitting
shit
on all shit.
Yeah.
Until I get swatted. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But the lifespan of a fly is only like a month. So
are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
How crazy does that have to be being a fly that gets stuck on an airplane and just ends up somewhere else?
Jake,
they must be so confused.
Jake, remember when we were in the U-Haul driving from South Bend to Arizona, that fly that was in the car for probably 800 miles?
Yep.
And finally it went out and had to be going, where the fuck am I?
Yep.
I felt bad. We did that to a lizard on Kilimanjaro when I went on that climb with Chris's foundation, because Kili's got 5 different climate zones on it. So the animal life and plant life are vastly different in each one. And we found a chameleon that was, you know, changing colors, and we were having it, you know, go on sticks and leaves and stuff. And we, you know, someone decided to make it our team mascot. And so they put it on their shoulder and just kept walking with it. And we ended up changing climate zones that day, and we got up to a pretty cold one. And all of a sudden we were like, oh damn, he's not moving as fast now. Like, so we let him go into a bush and just, you know,
killed the team mascot.
We don't know if he died. We gave ourselves plausible deniability.
PETA will not be a sponsor of the show.
No.
He had a family, a wife, and kids, and
took
you
him
just
away.
Ripped that from
to,
him
to
for
be
your,
your mascot.
Yeah, Dad didn't come home that night.
Oh my God! All right, one more.
Oh man,
would you rather be able to control fire or water?
Water.
Do you have a reason?
Yeah, like I can make it rain when I want. Like all my plants need to be watered. Like I can control the ocean if you're giving me like that much power over water. Would be pretty dope. But then I think about saving people from fire. It's kind of
what if you can control the sun if you can control fire?
A way to add to it, Ben. That wasn't in the question.
I mean, Jenny's going to add to it.
Yeah.
I'm controlling fire. 100%.
I think I'm going to control fire too.
Man, water made the grand.
But you could do good for people both ways though, too, right?
You
like you could bring water to places
to places that need water. That's probably the biggest thing we could do, right?
Could you imagine the steaks Ben could cook if he controlled fire?
Oh, wow. It'd be unbelievable.
Perfectly medium rare Walter.
He could just
lay them in his hands. Lay them in his hands and they'd cook in his hands. Wow.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah. I think I'd go with water.
I think I go with water as well.
I feel like fire is just inherently cooler. So
yeah, I think I go fire.
I think it is cooler, but I do water, I think, as you can do more good.
I feel like you can do good with both, so I feel like you can't go wrong.
You can stop wildfires and house fires.
You can give people water.
You could also do that with water, stopping the fires.
Stopping the fires. Think about that. Water's more powerful than fires, actually, because it's like rock, paper, scissors.
right?
Well, you just need more fire. That's all.
Yeah.
Then I'll get more water. I'll get more water.
Yeah. I've got something that might turn the tides here.
Oh.
I remember this from a while back. This is like a second brain buster off the cuff here. But in 2011, there was a professor of chemistry at the University of St. Andrews. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name, sir. But he discovered that there are tiny diamond particles that exist in candle flames. So if you had a large enough collection of fire, I don't know if this is actually plausible.
Go with it.
Actually, the professor's investigation revealed about 1.5 million diamond nanoparticles are created every second in a candle flame as it burns.
Is that even possible?
Where do they go then?
They probably evaporate or disintegrate or something
this
like that.
This is the shit that I don't understand. Like, I don't understand satellites either. Or like Wi-Fi.
I mean, how are those related to that?
Like, where the fuck is it? Like, where's the Wi-Fi?
We need to have a conversation.
We know who's helping with homework for the kids.
I love how Sydney's like, yeah, I don't understand candles making diamond particles. That's just like the very common thing known by humanity, like Wi-Fi and satellite technology.
I just don't get it. I don't understand how something up in the sky can do what it does down here. I don't get it. I'm never going
to
get it.
You need to shut your mouth. Embarrassing me.
Download, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. Try and explain Wi-Fi to Sydney if you can in the review process, and maybe we'll read it next time. And as always, we are sorry in advance.
I'm not. I don't know how it works, okay?